On this episode of American Chopper. As the legendary Sturgis bike rally approaches, OCC continues to fine-tune the electric drag bike.
The weight's costing us a quarter of a second.
And takes it out for one last shot at breaking the world record on the quarter-mile track.
Come on, low number.
Meanwhile, Junior's team feels the pressure.
You're only dealing with 48 hours to paint and clear and wet sand and buff. That's not a lot of time.
As they also race to finish two bikes for Sturgis.
Nothing. Why is this acting so freaking weird?
As both teams arrive in Sturgis, OCC and Paul Jr. Designs face off to see who has the better bike.
Are we going to, Paulie's doing his unveil.
If I thought that he really put some work into that bike, I might go see him.
And at the first ever Paul Jr. Designs bike unveil.
What's going on?
Paulie is ready to prove to the world that he can go head-to-head with his father.
I think it's safe to say that this year in Sturgis, we're going to put Paul Jr. Designs on the map.
And not to be outdone, Senior continues to raise the bar at OCC.
Look at him, look at him, look at him, look at him.
I think something like this takes the company to a whole nother level of bike building.
How many miles an hour was that?
Is this Geico cart?
That's Geico cart.
This is Geico cart.
Want to move the... We can move
No, because these tins will be off here sooner than that. Nubby!
Delivery!
You know, one nice thing about today is Nub's supposed to be bringing by the paint for the PJD bike. And, you know, Paulie's seen a lot of it throughout its, you know, being created. And I really haven't seen any, so I'm really stoked to see it.
It is heavy.
I like the red in it.
I know. The red makes it.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Today we got the paint for the Anti-Venom bike. And I've been, you know, dipping in and out of there all week. But there's nothing like seeing it with the clear coat on it. It's amazing.
This is the freaking badonkey donk.
Huh?
That thing looks great.
That ridiculous, awesome. Right?
The work Nub did on his tank is pretty sick. He put a spider on there that almost puts Elvis to shame. I mean, it looks killer. He kind of flip-flopped Junior's logo on its back instead of putting an hourglass, and that just looks so sick.
Look how good that's going to be on there, man. Is it ridiculous or what? What can I say, man? It's going to be one of those bikes that you just don't want to park your bike next to. You get paid for the Geico bike yet?
He's got the piece he's taking a picture of right now.
I'm glad they like this first bike. The Geico bike's going to be more airbrush. Honestly, I really have no idea what I'm going to do on it yet. I'm just going to get it green, talk to it for a little bit, and work some kind of magic on it. I know there's probably only like 3 days, and this one's got to be done, so we'll see what happens. Alrighty. All right, thanks, Nub. I'll see you later. Now that Anti-Venom's done, just sitting here waiting to be put on the bike, he's going right on to Geico. Geico needs to be painted. A lot of paint. So for this entire week, he's going to be painting his butt off because he literally has 4 days. All right, I got to bolt out of here. You guys going to work a little while or what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because I might come back.
Are you going to class?
Yeah, right across the river.
You got to get taught?
Got to get taught. You know, we had to cut out today a little early for marriage class. Just something that we're doing. It's like 6 weeks. Before the wedding, we've been meeting with our pastor as often as possible, at least once a week, once every 2 weeks, and just getting ourselves situated, getting ready for marriage. It's something that's really important to both of us and something that we're committed to. And, you know, we want to get a good start.
Make sure you put the sheeting over it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
know, yeah,
so you can meet up. You got it, buddy. You know, Junior had to leave for a little while today. He had marriage classes. You know, we'll hold down the fort and keep on chugging along until he gets back. Hey, did you hear that car freaking rip by before?
Yeah.
You know who that was?
My ex-papa, Ball Sr.
So we're sitting here working, and, you know, somebody goes by and just and rips on their car. I mean, you could just hear, woo-woo! And, you know, you look out, and it's one of Senior's cars. It's kind of weird, man. It's like an angry ex-boyfriend, like when you're 16.
When I'm Senior's age, I hope I'm not driving by like an idiot.
I hope at your age you're not doing that.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
No.
At this point, I'm almost getting used to working these long hours, but I'm hanging in there, doing what I gotta do, hating it. It'll be over soon.
yesterday we took the drag bike out and did some trial runs on the track at Lebanon Valley. Got up to about 155 miles an hour, which is great for the first day out of the box. The current speed record for an electric drag bike is 7.86 seconds with a top speed of 169 miles per hour. So in order to get there, we need to make some modifications. So first thing this morning, we got the bike back in here.
All right, hold it there. We ain't gonna come all the way into that shock. That's perfect right there.
I think one of our major things is getting the additional weights that we had to put on at the end of the day yesterday, getting those out of there. And the way we're gonna accomplish that is by shoving the motor back over to the right side of the bike.
Moving the motor to the right is the only way at this, well, not the only way, but probably the very best way to get the weight shift.
In order to do that, though, we have to take the commutator cover, which is just a big decorative aluminum cover that's on there, and mow about half an inch off of that. That'll let us slide that 300-pound motor to the right side of the bike, and that should compensate for a whole lot of that weight that we had on the left side of the bike. You know, there's been a lot of grumblings around the shop this morning about not breaking the world record the first day out. And I gotta tell you, breaking a world record isn't something you just wake up in the morning and say, hey, I'm gonna go out and break a world record today. We're on the right path. You just gotta follow that process and safely and effectively move our time down and do it a little bit at a time.
Watch them. Make sure they're not gonna whack. It's getting too heavy on the skater side.
Yep. Go back, turn it, bring it out.
All right, don't go too much. There you go.
You know, we got a 350-pound electric motor that we're dealing with here. First of all, it's not an easy thing to move around.
To the machine shop we go.
What are you gonna move in? All of this.
This.
It's gonna take 2.5 inches off.
Don't want to take the whole motor apart. So what we're gonna do is put that in the mill, wrapped in a giant garbage bag, sealed up, so that the only visible portion is the part that I'm machining.
Good.
Okay.
The motor's
on the table. You can back out. Once the motor is mowed down, we've made a couple new motor mounts that are gonna drop the motor position about 3/4 of an inch and move it 3/4 of an inch towards the rear of the bike. Next step, once the motor's mowed down and those motor mounts is done, is to bring back the scales and do another weight balance test and see exactly how far over we need to move that motor to get the balance between the left side and the right side of the bike dead on.
What do you got there?
Got some webs.
We got them all packaged up.
Got them all packaged up so they don't bang against each other.
Is this the fronts?
Fronts and backs. Today I was able to finish up the 12 inserts for the PJD bike.
Well, they're all in there?
All of them are in here.
Mark came in today, had the inserts. 3 weeks of programming and machining. Each web individually took about 60 hours of machine time.
Good job, buddy. I appreciate it.
I know it's a lot of work, man. You put some hours in on that.
Yeah. Yeah, Senior goes up and bashes the bike. I take it as somebody that's jealous, envious, because I know what that bike is. I mean, I have a lot of time in that bike. And to me, it'll be just somebody else talking.
Yeah, we're cooking with gas, man. Look at that.
It is a very unique look, and I doubt you'll see them anywhere else because of the time and money that it took. But they are definitely one of a kind, and will make a nice look on that bike.
They are the most incredible wheels. They're so three-dimensional, and that web jumps right at you, that funnel shape jumps right off those black wheels, and they're just amazing. So I couldn't be happier with them, and I think people are gonna be blown away by them.
Dude, that looks sick, though, with the webs and the fender.
Doesn't look good.
You know, PJD is just about done. I mean, it's such minor little details to get this thing running. I'm totally confident PJD's got less than an hour's worth of work, and it's done. Dude, that is so sick, those wheels.
You know, I had this bike in my head a month ago. I have it all sketched out, and I drew 5 or 6 different drawings, and it's amazing to see what I had drawn come to life. And, you know, I gotta say, I could not have done it without the team of people that I have around me.
Dude, those pegs are nice.
They're gonna be right there,
dude,
right?
This is perfect, this thing. Tomorrow, they gotta be done. If we gotta work through the night tomorrow, we would do it, because Saturday, they're leaving for Sturgis.
Hey, Ben, after you get them wires on, we're gonna call it a night, okay?
Okay.
Because it's 11:30.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And if we're gonna have any crack at it tomorrow, we're gonna need to get some sleep. We're not out of the woods yet. Tomorrow's the day. We have a lot of work to do on GEICO, but tomorrow's gonna be a historical day. We fire that bike up and ride it down the road. It's official.
we're cranking out bikes.
Down here working on the Geico. The lizard skin doing it freehand is tedious. I wish there was a way to cheat it, like the snake skin with the stocking, you stretch it over and spray it, done. There was nothing that I could find that I could get that effect with besides doing it by hand. So sitting working today, last night, even there's zero room for error. I mean, there's not even the slightest bit of room for anything to go wrong, which is, that's a rough line to walk, because happens, you know. Hours and hours and hours, little dots and dots until your eyes start going that way. This is honestly one of those paint jobs where you could spend another 2 days getting it finer and finer and finer, but you got to do what you got to do. I mean, you're only dealing with, what, 48 hours to paint and clear and wet sand and buff. That's not a lot of time. There's a lot of work being done in those. Plus, you got to sleep. You got to eat. So I can see the light now. I'm almost done.
We're back out here at Lebanon Valley Speedway for a second shot at the record. Now, last time we were out here, we got a 9:47 on the quarter mile track. Hopefully, with some of the changes that we made on the bike, we can beat the 7.86 record.
No power.
No power. Damn.
The bike ran real good off the line. I went out about 350 feet and shut itself off. I think the motor voltage is doing something, and it's an electronic noise issue.
Really?
It's making it shut off. What we're doing to troubleshoot it, we contacted the manufacturer. He suggested a couple things we could try.
So what are you thinking?
I think the communication's driving me nuts.
Between us or?
No.
Oh.
No, just
check
for me.
We all have high expectations as far as what this bike can do. So it's a little discouraging to start the day with these kind of problems. Sounds better already, doesn't it?
Come on, low number.
Here we go.
We're finally under 9 seconds for a quarter mile run. Our top speed is decent, but on a quarter mile track, it's not about how fast you go, it's about how quick you cross the line.
Do that first.
We're going in the right direction. We just need to go that direction a little bit more. Oh, man, see, now that's my type of burnout right there.
Yeah. This is it. It's the best chance we got.
So you got his helmet down?
Yep. He heard you.
He does now.
She's held together?
Sure did.
I think the last run of the day was the closest we came to breaking the record. I think we all wish we could get one more crack at it, but the bike's got to get loaded now to Sturgis for the unveil.
There's nothing to be bashful about here.
It's a progression. We're definitely getting closer and closer.
There's nothing to be ashamed of at all, man. You know, Mike's right. These guys should really feel good about what they did out here today. But we're still chasing that record. So after we unveil this bike at Sturgis, one way or the other, this bike is going to go back on the track. And believe me, we'll break that record.
Pat myself on the back, pal.
God.
Look at that.
Gecko.
In the nick of time.
Wow. I finished the Geico tank and fender 5 o'clock this morning. I am happy with them. I'm more happy that they're done.
Definitely looks good. I like the little green in there and a little shadow. I mean, it looks good.
The tank is absolutely gorgeous, and I wish I had more time to just sit and stare at it. But my hands are so dirty, I don't even want to touch it. Just knowing that all the paint is finished is good enough for me right now.
Once I fall asleep tonight, it'll be for days.
Uh-oh.
Have fun.
All right, thanks, Nub. It looks great, man. We still have a lot of wiring to do on this bike before we can even think about putting the tins on. But if we stay focused and don't get distracted, we should be able to get both of these bikes on the truck and on their way to Sturgis by tomorrow morning. Hey!
Hey, dude.
Gosh, man. Nice of you guys to make time in your busy schedule for us.
You know, I'm really busy. I'm running around. I'm trying to get things done with my own business, but I wasn't too busy to drop by Paul's shop and check out the last day of fabrication before him and Vinny load up some bikes.
This is the one. He calls you the one.
What do you think?
Very nice, Paul. Real nice. Huh? Odie said he built the whole thing himself. The Anti-Venom's got to be one of the best bikes that Paulie's ever built. It's just beautiful. The paint job's gorgeous, and then to see over top of the paint job those wonderful chrome webs, it's sort of a two-for-one deal.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't, please.
You know, aside from just stopping by and saying hello to the guys and seeing how they're coming along with the bikes, I really wanted to kind of walk in there and take on the old position of just clowning around.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
Sunday!
The legendary Buffalo Chip.
Buffalo Chip!
I brought Michael with me, and I think I did a pretty good job of it.
Get your mind blown out! Get and have your own mind blown, too!
Look at some motorcycles!
Look at them.
Look at those engines, lady!
Yeah!
Get
engines! Holy I hope you brought your wife!
Woo!
Hopefully they're a little more charged up. They got some good laughter in them, because I know they need it. They're shot.
It's going to look like more got done once we put the rear fender and the tank on, exhaust. Let's just go home, and we'll meet back here at what time, 8?
That's fine. I mean, you got to get a couple hours of sleep, and then
at least
we can work tomorrow then.
Let's go.
Otherwise, we're not going to want to keep going.
Yep, let's go. We were really hoping to get the Geico bike wrapped up tonight, but everybody's just exhausted. At some point in time tomorrow, we have to get these bikes on the truck to Sturgis. We all need a good night's sleep so we could all come back fresh in the morning and knock it out no problem.
Where the hell are we?
You're in heaven, buddy.
We got into Sturgis late last night, and the first thing I had planned is a sit-down interview. I'm meeting with Susan and Jay, and we're going to do an article in Iron Horse magazine. Susan is the publisher of the magazine, and Jay's an old friend that's the owner of the Broken Spoke Saloon, which is where we're doing the interview.
Well, I want you to know that I did ask Junior to join in this interview, and he said no to me.
That's no surprise.
It's not. Well, I was kind of surprised because, you know, in the past when I interviewed the both of you, it was a really nice friendship. And I said, my God, father and son, they work together.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a great relationship and they're building this whole empire. And then all of a sudden I find out that he's now opened up a shop very close to where your shop is.
And I'm still building the empire.
I think there's a few different aspects to this story. I think one aspect is that Paul Sr. is going to be producing an electric bike. The second part of the story is what's going to happen with his relationship with his son. So should we sit down? I have a few questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would think the third part is, you know, just talking about the influence of what the future is going to be with the chopper industry And where does he think it's going? You know, how are you going to be different?
We're so innovative now in with technology. You know, it's ridiculous. There's nobody in the world, and I don't say that to boast, but there's nobody that has or can do what we do. The bike that we're unveiling here is a drag bike that's electric, and we're looking to break the world record.
I knew Paul Sr. when he had a 4-bike trailer, and he had 2 choppers out in front of it, and him and this other cat all tatted out, built like a pit bull. We're trying to get people to look at their motorcycles, and I liked him so much that I told him to come on down to the spoke. They'd come out and hang out by the gas pumps and hand out business cards. That's when I started with Paul.
So let me ask you a question. While you were doing this in your basement, were your children involved? Was Junior involved?
No.
So how did he get involved with... It must have come from his dad, no?
You know what? No, because he doesn't like bikes. Believe me when I tell you, if I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, he wouldn't be doing that, because the only reason he's doing that is, you know, to, you know, burn my ass. I have to realize that, you know, there is no relationship with Paul. Do I want it that way? I don't want it that way. I think every father wants their son to follow in their footsteps. And you lay it out for him. I try to lay it out for him. And what happens is you hope, and it wears you down. My health was failing. Because when you see that stuff, it's true. When you see those fights, it's true. Because I can't, I can't stop myself. I can't allow that stuff, no matter how many times it is, you know? And I came to the realization, I said, you know, after 20-something years, I've been trying so hard to make this thing work, I can't do it no more.
I think that he was very honest. I think he's disappointed.
You know what? You're like, I think, a bull in a china closet sometimes, but with a big heart. And it's funny, when you have that heart, you can really lash out at the ones you love the closest. But the bottom line, I think when this thing comes full circle, this is part of the ride you and your son are taking to come back together.
I agree with you 100%.
And it's going to happen.
I agree with you 100%.
I mean, I put money on it.
Well, I think it's a great article because I think it'll also be, you know, talking about his life. You know, he's more than just this dynamic force on TV that's, you know, running a shop and building all these motorcycles. He also has a heart and he has feelings and he has a soul. Well, I can't thank you enough. This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
Real treat. It's always great to see you.
As for Paulie and the bikes that he's got going on at Sturgis, I don't really consider them to be much of a competition. You know, as a matter of fact, I don't really know a lot about it. I'm not even sure he's here. Good seeing you again.
It was a pleasure.
You know, today's the last day. We got a few little things to finish up on the Geico bike and get this thing out of here on its way to Sturgis.
Okay.
Oh, man, I got so much room there to work. What is that? What's that little rocker doing? You know, the bike is just, it's a complicated bike. It's a custom bike. We have little niches along the way, which is pretty common. And I'm glad we have a little extra time. But, you know, now we're at the final hour. We're ready to start it. There's nothing left to do. Of course, unless something else happens when we go to start the bike. But, you know, that's it. It's done. I mean, the bike's done.
We're at Sturgis Dragway here, and we're going to be unveiling Lawless drag bike. It's really kind of different to come to Sturgis and unveil a drag bike. I don't even know if it's been done before, but I think that being different is that makes us who we are.
We're clear.
This morning we came down to Sturgis Dragway. We're going to be doing the unveil for the electric drag bike that we did. And I get to be the one who gets to bring it out from behind the trailer, which would be really cool. First time on the bike. I've never ridden it.
The balancing right now?
It's bouncing there.
Here he is. Let's hear it for Paul Tuttle-Seeker.
How's everybody doing, right? Yeah, this project is not like the normal project. You know, most people know us for building kind of crazy choppers, but you know, every once in a while we got to step off and do something out of the norm, and this is definitely out of the norm. There was a lot of people involved, people from Lawless, our key guys from Orange County Choppers. All right, okay, we're going to see the bike now.
What's up, buddy? How you doing? Good to see you.
Looks small on that bike.
Yeah, how about it?
So that's it. Pretty cool, right? It's a great day for me and Orange County Choppers just to be here, just to have something different than just a standard chopper. We've had choppers here many times, and I'm sure we will in the future, but this is really a good change-up. Listen, if you mess up, you can still stick right into the wall.
Thanks, Paul.
I am the owner of the bike, so it's probably good that I was the one that did the burnout out here and took it down the track.
Get him going, Steve.
Come on, John! Do it!
I thought the unveil was pretty cool. Everybody was really excited to see the bike. Again, it's a lot different than the usual. And as for breaking the world record, Sean's getting the bike out on the track in a couple of days. So hopefully we'll get some good news when we get back to the shop. Thanks for coming out. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'd like to see Paulie try and build something like that. You know what I mean?
Ready?
Yeah. Is it in Nooch?
Yeah.
And...
didn't crank over too good, huh?
That didn't sound good at all.
You know, the first thing when a bike don't start, you have to eliminate everything that could be wrong with it, or couldn't be wrong at the same token. So we have fuel. We know it's not fuel. It doesn't have spark. Now we have to figure out why it doesn't have spark.
You good?
Yeah. No sparks.
No juice.
We switched out the ignition to eliminate that, and I also made jumper wires to eliminate any bad wires inside the frame. Is that light going on and off?
Lights on right there. Yep, blinking.
I just saw a spark. We actually got spark at that point. So it could have been a bad ignition as well. But at that point, it still wouldn't start spitting and sputtering, almost like the timing's off. Now, if the timing's off, could it be an engine problem during the manufacturing of the engine? Yes, it could. We'd kind of be screwed if it was. But I still had to eliminate every other thing. Why is this acting so freaking weird? I've done every single thing on this to troubleshoot this thing and make sure we have power, make sure we have the signal we need. We have everything and it still won't start. I'm actually worried about it being that cone. The cup.
That cup in the background?
I've never seen a cup like that. I've told you that before. Never. I always see them with two niches on them. You know, the first time when I went to change the ignition, there's an ignition cup behind the ignition. And basically, what that does is tell which cylinder to fire when. I've seen 100 of these cups. I've put them in before. Odie's the one that put this in, so, you know, he might not be so familiar with seeing a lot of these things. As soon as I saw it, it kind of grabbed my attention. I said, I never seen one that looked like that. You know, so that stayed in my mind saying, this could be an issue. You know, the look on Junior's face, he didn't have to say one word. He knew exactly what how he felt and what he was saying, and he just gave me a high five, and we were like, whew. Dude, this bike is freaking awesome, man. It's 2 a.m. right now. You know, as soon as both bikes were fired up, I don't care what time it was, I wanted to go for a ride. Even if it was just up to the gas station and top them off with fuel, I wanted to go for a ride.
This thing looks awesome together, bro.
You know, we're up at the gas station. We shut off the bikes to fill them up with gas. The bike, the Geico bike, is just the battery is stone dead from all this cranking. So, you know, bright idea, you know. Let's pop start it. Can you push?
Yeah.
Got it, buddy. Oh! Are you all right?
Thank God I had a helmet on, dude. I think I broke my neck.
I dumped the clutch, and the bike stops dead, and Junior just, he rails me right in the back.
I'm glad, you okay?
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't have that helmet with the spike on.
I know.
I didn't even know it was him. I thought he actually bent the seat. I was a little nervous, but it was funny.
The battery was just so drained, we ended up having to use a jumper box to get it started again. But it's running great, and just to be safe, we got the bike running on a charger as it heads out to Sturgis.
Hey, Ed, when you came in this morning at 10, what time did you think you were leaving?
I was hoping by noon.
Yeah, noon.
We put in 20 hours on this bike today, on top of hundreds of hours into the bikes throughout the past few weeks. All to reach a goal that most people thought was impossible. Unveiling my first two bikes at Sturgis, and we pulled it off.
Au revoir, Pee-wee.
Can you believe in 6 weeks we built out this place and built two bikes?
Oh, you know, outside these four walls are definitely people out there who are trying to bait me, trying to get a competitive thing going. All I can say is we're very confident that our bikes would stand up to anything out there. Other than riding the bikes down to the gas station the night we shipped them out, today's our first day of riding. I'm looking forward to seeing how the anti-venom feels, how it runs, and you know, how it looks. Once you get on the bike and ride it for a little while, you get comfortable with it and just kick back and enjoy every minute of it. It's awesome being behind Vinny on the Geico bike, checking out the tail and all the different features, and really amazing.
The Geico bike is very refined, very smooth. You know, it's a soft tail. It rides beautiful. You know, it's a rider's bike, man. It's what we intended it for it to be like. You know, as soon as me, Junior, and Mikey hit the road, it was like, you know, we're in Sturgis. There's tons of people, and people are just freaking out.
It's been a long time since I've been out there on a bike that people can appreciate. It was great. You know, we got a lot of fanfare, a lot of bikers pulling up, taking pictures, thumbs up. Everyone was digging the bikes. And
I've never experienced it for myself. It's always been through OCC. So to have that for Paul Junior Designs, made all those hundreds and hundreds of hours in building these two bikes in 3 weeks, worthwhile. I've done hundreds of reveals through the years. There's not one that even comes close to the importance of unveiling the Anti-Venom for my first reveal of a bike. Combine that with the unveil we got planned for the Geico bike, and I think it's safe to say that this year in Sturgis, we're going to put Paul Junior Designs on the map.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Oh, that's not good enough. Come on. My brother Paul is going to be coming up here in a second. He's going to be showing you his brand new motorcycle, the first one that he's built. And I just wanted everybody to know that we've always been kind of synonymous with OCC. Now, you're going to become more familiarized with PJD.
You know, I'm confident when people see this bike, they're going to realize that we've arrived. You know, it's going to be a great unveil. This is like nothing we've ever done. I love the theme. I've done it always. But this is very unique, and I think people are going to love the originality of the project.
So without further interruption, my big brother, and one of the greatest bike builders in the world, Paul Jr. and the Anti-Venom bike!
I'm never going to forget this day, the first day I've ever revealed a bike under my own name. So it's very exciting. And I think it's going to be great. How's everybody doing? Good? Well, I just want to thank everyone for coming out. First Paul Junior Designs bike. I'm sure none of you are surprised that it has a web theme. We're calling it the Anti-Venom. It's tough to take a web theme and change it enough times. And, you know, this one was very original. This was like the end all of web bikes.
I just wanted to say I love my brother very much. I'm very proud of him. And I think honestly, one day if I ever have a son like him, I'll be exceptionally proud.
Mikey had some really nice heartfelt stuff. You know, I think we both deal with the idea that my father isn't really doing what he should be doing. And, you know, normally maybe you'd have your father here for a proud moment. So I think Mikey thought he'd step it up, being my only family member here. And, you know, he kind of stepped in for him. I thought that was really nice. And, you know, I would do the same for him. Want to start it up?
Yeah!
All right, let me get the picture first.
I don't know why Senior didn't show up. But, you know, I think it's a lot better that he didn't. You know, Paulie's got a clear head. He doesn't need to see anything like that. And, you know, it went great. It was very successful.
It was a great unveil. We had a great crowd.
It's just better than the Black Widow bike. Never thought about being there. Yeah, he's a good bike builder.
We are established in the industry as Paul Junior Designs. And we're just going to keep cranking them out. Thanks again, guys. I appreciate it. The legendary Buffalo Chip has asked me to come up there tonight and do another unveil. You just can't ask for a better place to unveil the Geico bike. So I'm excited. We're going to do that. We have the team on there. It'll be our last hurrah before we go home.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How did you guys manage to get the handlebars ready right without your dad?
So we're going for a rip?
Riding.
Yeah, you know, usually when I come to Sturgis, I usually don't have time to ride. I actually have never been up in the hills or ridden pretty much anywhere around here. But this time, you know, we brought bikes, and me, Steve, and Rick are going to head out and do a little bit of riding.
Can you get it?
I got it. What do you think? I need you, Rick? I don't need you, Rick.
You think you don't. We're just going to do some ride, and then maybe later on, I'll talk to Senior about it, see if he's interested in heading over to Paulie's. He's doing his unveil for a Geico bike that he built, and just to see if he wants to take a run over and check it out. Are we going to Paulie's doing his unveil?
He is?
Geico unveil?
No. You know what? I'm not. He's doing an unveil like Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Really, there's going to be thousands and thousands of people there, but they're not there for him. They're there for Motley Crue. If they expect me to walk into that crowd through those people.
Yeah, a hell of a time.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No?
It's not happening. We don't really, you know, we don't interact with each other at all. And I think that's more due to his part because I've offered numerous amount of times, but this wouldn't be the place to do it. If I thought that he did really put some work into that bike, mm-hmm. I might go see it. But I know for a fact that Vinny And Odie did 90% of that work, the work on that bike, because he was never there. So
curious at all?
No, I'm not curious. Not at all.
I was kind of surprised. I'd be curious about it just to check it out. But apparently he really has no interest in it. Doesn't feel Paulie probably did a whole lot of work on it. And he just doesn't want nothing to do with it.
You guys ready?
Ugh, heck yeah. I'm ready.
It's been a while.
You know, the thing with Paulie is everything's on the internet. He's got Facebook, he's got Twitter, he's got Weeder, he's got everything that you can possibly think of to make himself visible. And it'll be poor me as usual. My dad didn't show up, and I love him. You know, it's going to be a little bit different that Paulie's unveiling a bike here at Sturgis. You know, as far as that, you know, like I wish him well. You know, as for us, we'll be leaving early in the morning because we got we actually got more bikes to build when we get back to the shop. And with the drag bike going back out on the track for another shot at the record, hopefully we'll get some good news when we get back.
It's good?
Yeah. We got to go, though.
We do?
Yeah, we're kind of close.
Well, we got to the Buffalo Chip just a little while ago. Had a very warm greeting from the fans in the VIP area. And we're just getting a game plan for unveiling this bike.
Ready, dude?
Yeah, I'm ready enough.
This is it.
Hey. You know, it's been almost 2 years since I did a corporate unveil for a customer. I'm very excited, and I'm glad to be doing it at the Buffalo Chip in Sturgis.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah!
Whether my father or anyone from OCC is here in the audience or not, doesn't matter a bit to me. I'm going and doing the same exact thing either way.
I don't know if you know, but I started my own motorcycle company. Couple of guys you might know. One of them happens to be Vinny DiMartino. Come on, let's hear it for Vinny.
You know, when I look at the crowd, they're so stoked to see us in the bike. It's just awesome, man. It makes me have to go to the bathroom.
It just wouldn't be a motorcycle shop without Michael Tuttle. Come on, baby. I just want to let you guys know this is my first bike unveil as Paul Jr. Designs, and I'm going to give the phone over to Mikey, and we're going to bring the bike out here for Geico.
Paulie asked me to go out there and kind of warm up the crowd while he fires up the bike to bring it out, so I'm pretty nervous about it, but I'm definitely up to the job.
How's everybody doing? Yeah! How are we in the legendary Buffalo Chip?
Yeah, you know, anytime I have to perform like this, even in such a minute way, I get very nervous, you know. And once it's all said and done, I want to be out there all night. But in the meantime, I'm scared.
Now, without further interruption, Paul Jr. Designs presents the Geico bike.
You know, it was insane. The crowd was ready to go. Went out there, throttled it, put the microphone down by the exhaust. The crowd went wild, and it was amazing.
This is my first project, guys. I just want to let you know how much this really means to me. It's been a long time. It's been 2 years since I built a bike. I couldn't have done it without these guys. You're going to see a lot more of these kind of bikes coming out. Thank you so much for being a part of my first unveil. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you know, this is what we want. We want people to love the bikes we're building. And I think Geico was absolutely thrilled with it. The girls came out. They got a chance to see it. And I think they're going to do a lot with marketing the bike.
You guys, it is so awesome. It's more beautiful than we could have imagined. It's gorgeous. Thank you.
Everything went well. You know, we had a captive audience. They seemed very excited. There's thousands of people out there. It couldn't have been any better for my first corporate unveil. It was unbelievable.
Good job.
Good job. Good job. Good job.
Good job.
Awesome,
good job. All right, man.
Bring it in. Bring it in. All right, let's do it. Thank you. Come on, baby. That was good, huh?
Yeah, really good.
We're back.
What's up, boys?
We're back from Ohio.
You're the new camera guy here now?
I am the new camera guy. You know, Saturday morning I got an email from Sean Lawless that he was going to be running the bike or trying to run the bike down in Ohio near his house this weekend. Told him if he could do it on Sunday, that I would be there. Skeeter immediately jumped on board. We got some video to look at of the drag bike, and we'll see what we think. The record we've been going after is 7.86 seconds on a quarter-mile track. Why don't you get the team in here? Skeeter had this idea in his head to just keep everybody back at the shop in the dark. And that we would come into the shop. I brought the video camera down and show everybody the video and try and get a group reaction. All right, do we have everybody here? Take attendance. Everybody was a part of the drag bike.
All right.
We went down to Quaker City Raceway and watched Larry ride the bike here the other day.
Look at him.
The track was really rough. You can see Larry going down the track, and if it was me, he'd be changing my underwear. He's on it, though. He's not even letting off.
Yeah. 777, 165.46.
How many miles an hour was that? When I seen that we got 7.77 time with a top speed of 165 miles an hour, I couldn't believe it. We could say we broke the world's record. Not like
right.
Tri-County.
We did it. Everybody in here. Across the board, this was a huge team effort to build something like this in the time frame that we did. Everybody here, fabricators, assemblers, painters, you know, the machine shop, we all got involved. And to have it result in a world record is amazing.
Look around, man. We broke world records.
That's right. We did good.
Yeah,
you did good. You know, I'm proud of my guys for sticking with this and breaking the world record. You know, we got a team like no other. And I think something like this takes the company to a whole nother level of bike building. As for Paulie and his guys, I think this is just another example how Orange County Choppers is years ahead of anything that he's got going on over there.
That's great. We hit the number, man.